No, he didn't. He can't do that every time.
It's Cape Town.
Just watch him.
That's
just
Taylor Swift's company now, okay? And we're happy. We're happy that it's Taylor Swift's company.
Super Bowl's next weekend, right?
Yeah,
that is true.
That's why I keep doing it.
It's just Hayden's way of guaranteeing that we cut the mumbling when we start recording. Yeah.
Don't give away my secrets.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Role Slayers podcast. We've gotten over, I think, the tragic loss of episode 3, maybe.
No.
We'll see.
Not quite.
Never forget the lost episode.
The wound still stings, but we're getting there. Before we get into tonight's episode, as always, we have a plethora of announcements.
Thank you for bearing with me as I clear my throat, because we have all of our usual suspects lining up here to see you. And let's start with the good old musical partners, because that's where I always struggle the most. And if I get it out of the way, then the rest generally go pretty smooth. First off, we got Beyond Skyrim. They've been here since the day Tyler was born in 2007. They were the soundtrack. They were what was playing in the hospital when he was born, and now they bring you the music for this podcast. We've got Celestial A up on the project. You know, a little bit of extra spice we sprinkled in about a year into the podcast. And then we've got Scanlan Shorthalt music, everybody's favorite halfling guy.
He's a gnome.
Anyways, wait, what was that?
He's a gnome.
He's a gnome?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a mess.
You uncultured swine.
I got that wrong. I really showed my cack for that one. and then we've got Sirenscape, where for all the rest of the little glass tinkles and screaming barbarians and sword clashes, all that stuff. And it all comes together into playlists that we use, and we're thankful for all those letting us use their stuff. And thanks to those. Moving on from that, we've got Eldritch Foundry. Yeah, we got Eldritch Foundry for custom minis. Get in there, you can do finger guns, you can make football men, you can make a bunch of goblins, some demonkin types, all sorts of different things. And you can even get your STL files for pretty stinking cheap. So, head on over there, use our discount code ROLLSLAYERS at checkout for 15% off. We also have World Anvil, the real bones, the real foundation for this whole project. Tyler built the whole world in World Anvil, so it's, needless to say, a product that we believe in, and you can believe in it too if you just use it. And to use it, you'll want to head over to worldanvil.pxf.io/rollslayers. That's how you can purchase it.
Hey, on your very own. Question for you.
Yeah?
Are football men more football or more men?
I'd say that they're more football because they're actually football people. They can be football of any variety, really. More of a misspeaking on my end, but whatever.
So
they're more football.
Like a football with like legs.
I think that's what it is.
Oh, I don't think you can make that an Eldritch Foundry.
He just said it.
I know.
So I think that's what it is.
That's a.
That sounds way
well, like we put
you know
bread,
what? You have
if
to
we
make
just,
those.
Like, put two sets of Breg arms. Like top and bottom.
Ooh, yeah.
On a football, and it's like a weird, like, hand.
I don't think that's it. And I don't think that we could say they make those.
Are you sure?
Maybe they can. Maybe they can start.
Get yours now at Eldritch Back.
Okay. And then finally, we've got our social medias, of course. Head on over to Instagram, TikTok, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram. YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. We get the whole episodes uploaded there. Head on over to all those and find us. And above all else, get on into our Discord where, let's see, what did we talk about today?
Oh,
I'm going to really get and show all of our cacks. I'm not going to be the only one embarrassed. We talked about both the 1998 and
More recent.
What?
The 22.
Oh, I've been posting the stuff I find on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. There's some treasures.
What have I missed?
Yeah, there's some real shocking stuff there.
Like bigger coffins and stuff. And
like yeah, I found a casket for sale. I found a painted, like, stuffed animal. It's all very upsetting. Head to our Discord.
check it out.
It feels very Maine, too. It's like,
yeah, I don't know. Maine's Facebook Marketplace is outstanding. It is all the weirdest stuff that I've ever seen in my life.
Like, you can find some weird stuff in, like, Crumb, too, but it feels different than what you.
Well, that's because all of this stuff is, like, pre-Revolutionary War. So. Head on into Discord and you can find a wicker coffin for sale.
Yeah.
950 your best offer. And finally, there's one more, isn't there? Yeah, it's our Patreon. Patreon.com/Roleslayers for the bonus stuff and the stuff that doesn't make it in here. And I think there's even swear words and cusses in there sometimes.
Yeah, there are.
I can't remember, honestly. I don't know what's in there anymore.
It's mostly your swear words and cusses.
Well, you know what? They got to go somewhere if they're not in this podcast. So
they overflow. Thank you, Aiden, for all those wonderful announcements. Why don't we just play the game now?
Yeah.
So, last we left off, the party ventured deep into the dungeon beneath the Spotted Fawn, a general store run by a shady elf named Urglos Thistlebloom, finding within a disturbing sight, a room full of corpses, sacrifices, goblins, elves, and animals of various types were strewn throughout it in various states of decomposing. And and Mert, who was looking for missing goblins, became a little bit upset. Making their way through other rooms, they found a barracks full of eyeless half-orcs, cultists, as well as an imprisoned goblin and animals. The goblin was freed and gave as much information as he could, especially on the signet ring found by Mert, one signet ring of the Duke Grubleb Stujek of the Tudoric Hegemony. Making their way further in, they eventually came to a large cavern with a underground aquifer, a lake. And in the center, a small island, a giant elven statue with its hands spread out to either side, and a ritual taking place. As they made their way quietly towards the island, a goblin was killed in ritual sacrifice, chanting, proceeding. The party confronted the somewhat entertained and curious cult leader, a half-elf. But the party was not in the mood for conversation, instead engaging in violence. After a harrowing battle leaving the party on the brink and the cultists very dead,
that is what happened.
We pick up on this group. Below the ground, the lake spreading out, the statue rising high. Tempers dampen as the bloodlust leaves Mert, likely leaves Zek as well. The stillness takes over once again.
DM, can I make a new perception check from here in the middle of the lake to see if there are any other egresses from the cavern and or any other cultists headed our way?
Sure. Do you have dark vision?
For a short range.
What, like the 30 foot or 60 foot? Okay, yeah, go ahead and make a perception check. Roll it flat.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. You look around, but more than that, you pause to listen. You don't hear any oars slapping the water. No disturbance in the lake, no disturbance even on the shores. No crunching of gravel. But as you look around, you do not see any other paths of egress from this large central room. What are you guys doing?
I think after kind of coming to his senses a little bit, Mert will probably probably loot the body of the half-elf.
Okay.
That I just killed.
Yeah, you find, well, make an investigation check for me, please.
Yes. That's not D20. 10.
10? 10 is easy enough. Oh. You find, and as you loot all these bodies, I assume, you find a total of 430 gold pieces and 753 silver pieces.
We get rich quick.
Who's not fine? Who's noting this?
I'm running
down.
Okay.
Scimitars on the half-orc cultists. So four of those, I believe.
Four scimitars.
And simple studded leather. Upon the elven cult leader, there is a thick, luxurious robe. But underneath there was that deep green splint armor. Mm. And he wields a nice looking bronze spear that doesn't seem to be magical in any sense of the word, but is well made. Mm. You also, tucked into his boot, find a sliver of paper.
Ooh. What language, or does this look like anything?
What languages do you speak?
That is a great question. I speak Goblin, Common, and technically Thieves' Cant.
You do not understand this. Hmm. As you pull it out of his boot.
Ham. Marking.
Wait, these
are
marked.
And I throw my arm up in a way that's like.
I would come and get it. What
handing
is
it to somebody
what
else.
What do you have?
You do recognize this script as Elvish.
Oh, what does this say?
It is gibberish.
Oh.
Mm. Well, that seems misleading.
I do not recognize these words. Do you all understand this?
I mean,
it looks like
I can read Elvish, but this is not.
I do not know.
Making
what
any
is.
Senses. It gibberish, as in like just like random words or
just
random,
random letters like crammed
maybe
together.
Maybe it is like a code, like a cipher.
Maybe it is. Yes, that could be an idea. We should keep that safe.
You want to put it inside of a book or something?
I will put it in my journal. Yes.
Wait, now do y'all both speak Elven then?
Yes.
Well, of course.
They are our greatest enemy, so we must be able to
speak their language
and engage in espionage.
Okay, and you there with the whole magics, you think that that's probably something of a cipher?
Or perhaps a spell or some kind of incantation? I don't really know, honestly.
It's random letters put together.
But someone took the time to write it down, so we might as well keep it and make note of it, perhaps. Do you recognize this?
No, I can't read that, but I do love a puzzle, so it's kind of a loss on me.
Oh, well,
is it like
all right
gibberish, or are there like words just in weird order?
Nope, just letters.
Nonsensical.
Oh, just straight up letters.
Yep, letters crammed together.
What think letter mean?
We don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes can't understand letter writing.
Like
they're just letters, but they are not Elvish words.
Cannot understand what letter mean.
You cannot, or we cannot?
Both.
Some kind of code.
Yes. Perhaps. I would cast Detect Magic as I kind of like look specifically for like, hey, did we stop whatever weird thing was happening? Is there anything else coming?
Okay.
Is there any magical relics around here?
Like that altar?
You get two pings. One from, I think Mert took all this stuff. So one ping from Mert and one ping from yourself as you look down at the little wand you procured in the barracks. But no other magical sources nearby.
She picks up on my weapon and my armor.
Oh, of course, yes.
Mert, what is it that you have there?
Just like show all the stuff that I got.
As you kind of spill all of your gold coins, the splint armor, the jewelry, whatever, a greatsword clatters out that you hone in on being magical.
Oh, sword is very, it's full of magic. We must be very careful with this.
Can I take a look at the greatsword?
Sure. It's clearly got some kind of runic etchings to it.
Can I try to figure out what it may do?
Do you have Identify as a spell?
I don't, but I have,
an artificer thing, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can... trying to figure it out.
Sure.
In the meantime, Detect Magic would tell what kind of magic it is, right?
Yeah.
I don't
the know school type of magic.
Yeah, I don't know what school of magic it would be, technically. Hold on.
Just a faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic, and you learn its school of magic, if any.
I would say it is... It's just,
sparkle magic?
Enchantment, I'd say. Or no, I'd say transmutation.
I just double a proficiency bonus to a history check related to magic items.
Okay, you can make a history check to see if you can identify this item in terms of lore.
Okay. I do that.
Okay.
Is a history check. 15.
Nothing rings your bell about a sword of this description or nature, historically speaking.
Too big for Bert. Hand it to the barbarian.
I will hold for you.
Okay. You can spend an hour with that to attune to it, and then you get its magic uses.
Mm.
So, if you just hang out with it for an hour.
Very mysterious. I will try this thing.
In the interim, Tyler, did you say last time that there's a statue in this lake?
Yes, so the dominant feature of this island is this very tall, towering statue of this kind of finely robed elven gentleman with his hands spread out wide.
Can I go take a gander at that and see what I can glean about it?
Sure. Go ahead and roll a history check for me.
It's a 15.
15. Let me just pull this up. If I can get it pulled up. Hold on.
Tyler, did you break World Anvil?
Yes, I did. Sometimes, my subfolders don't like to work.
No, don't say that. There are beloved World Anvil.
It's mostly just because I think it's because I have so much in here.
That was my intent with my question.
So you do recognize this statue, and now that you're thinking about it, you've kind of heard about a similar sort of cavern system talked about by elves before. And you identify this kind of system of caves to be what is known as Spellman's Grotto. It is this kind of natural stream-carved caverns with aquifer. You know that originally it was a refuge for the few elven survivors of Esalun during the Dread War. And it was protected by a mage of great power who disappeared during the course of the war. You surmise that this is a statue of said mage.
What is the Dread War?
I think he wants to look up and get a little closer to the statue to see if it's kind of been defaced in any way.
Sure.
With particular attention on the eyes.
The Dread War was the big war between the gods and the primordials.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to see if it's been defaced in any way? Or the eyes,
yeah,
specifically?
See if it... I mean, it's clearly a very old statue. I want to know if there's any more recent, newer markings on it.
Make an investigation check for me.
Okay, that is going to be 15 again.
15 again. No defacement to the statue, no things carved into the stone. The eyes are as they were probably when they were carved.
All right, well, that clears one thing up for me.
What do you
mean? Well, I was a little bit concerned that there was had something to do with all this, you know, some kind of an underground religion.
You don't think it does?
Well, I think that that's more incidental than anything else.
Like they just liked this place.
I think that they were probably looking for the quietest place they could find, and this was that. So I think that thing's up there that's just incidental. We don't need to worry about it at all. That's all I'm saying.
Like the statue?
Yeah, it's a statue. The statue's fine. It's not gonna come alive and chop on us.
Well, that is good.
That's very good. I would not like to fight that.
No.
It's very large and stone.
That would be hard.
It's not gonna haunt our dreams or anything like that, okay?
Right now.
When can sleep?
Yes, when can sleep? Now? Sleep here?
Where can't sleep?
Just kind of motioning to all of the
dead bodies. Giant orc bodies.
Well, we could put them all on a boat and float them out into the middle of the cavern once we got all the belongings and everything. That way, if we want to rest here, we could rest right here.
We can take turns and take watches and just make sure that we are safe.
Maybe we go lay down behind the statue?
Is there space? Is it like in the middle of
Yeah, it's in the middle. It's kind of on a small rise.
That's a good idea.
It also didn't take us too terribly long to get down here.
True. You don't want
or...
to be here. This looks very quiet to me. You want to go back to the beds?
Ori is kneeling, heavy breathing, and just kind of flops down.
I think maybe we have our answer.
Small puddles of blood kind of pooling from outside your armor jeans.
I will, like, pick her little clinky body
here.
Well, please take her to a nice spot behind
me. There are a few bedrolls of the former cult members you can use.
Yeah, I'll take her back in a hidden spot behind the statue and, like...
As she does that, I would like just plonk myself down like for watch. Like, okay, we stay here and you go sleep and I will watch.
So you're long resting in the cavern. Can I have everyone level up to level 4?
Whee!
Long rest.
But you guys knew that already. You pre-prepped, so it should be real simple and easy. And you said you wanted to take watch.
We definitely want to take at least the middle watch for sure.
Okay, so we have first watch, middle watch. Is there a third watchman?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll take last.
Okay, so Breg and Visa. So go ahead and make a perception check for me. Do you have dark vision?
I do not.
That would be a disadvantage.
Can I take it with her?
Yeah. Also disadvantage.
I have light, but I would not use it.
Oh yeah, I mean like, even with light, it is a big, dark cavern.
Oh. 20.
Nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We have this, we should be using this.
I know, but okay.
I'm not used to this, it's new.
In the middle. What do I add? What do I do this?
Perception modifier. Should be like plus, probably
nothing.
Zero. Yeah. Sorry.
13.
Your watch comes and goes.
Sorry. 3.
3.
I'm like, wait, disadvantage, not advantage. Hello. One of these numbers bigger than the other. And you're not allowed to use that one. That's my song.
Zach, thankfully your sister has always been the watchful one. And as you clean your blade of gore and just chunks of flesh, you start to also consider this other sword.
Mm.
It's pretty, and it looks like it could kill things. You can go ahead and add to your inventory and attune to a +1 greatsword.
My what?
Your inventory.
Just like I invented it?
No, that's
what it sounds like. I know.
Where's the only one with an inventory?
What, I'm sorry, what is it called?
It's just a +1 greatsword.
Nice.
It just adds +1 to your hit and +1 to your damage.
Change it?
No. Is it magical?
Add it.
Yes.
So, yay, it's like...
It does overcome magic resistances.
Yay! Ooh,
I love that.
There you go.
Okay.
But your watch, it comes and goes without any disturbances. And you are able to wake Mert, who stated that he wanted to take second watch. Mm-hmm. Mert, if you want to go ahead and make a perception check.
Yeah. Could have been better, but not awful. 12.
12. It's dark. The water, sometimes there are condensation bits that drift down into the lake that you hear. But you spot no movement.
Hmm.
Your watch comes and goes. Visa?
It's always nice. Oh. Oh yeah, break 2.
17.
I only got 8.
Oh, I forgot Breg was there too. Breg,
while
you keep a good eye out, the slits in your great helm only offer so much to the optical senses. Visa, on the other hand, keeps a sharp eye out, and while you don't spy anything, you don't hear anything, you eventually start to kind of lay back and look up at the hole in the ceiling and the stars. Go ahead and make just a wisdom check for me.
Just a wisdom check?
Yeah.
Oh man, that is a natural one.
And they are beautiful. You contemplate what they mean, your place in this world, and its grand cosmology.
As I've done many times before.
And like many times before on watch,
Can I ask some questions here? I just watched this guy turn into a pile of stars yesterday and nobody said anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I can't say I've seen that trick before, you know, midst of battle and everything.
Which one are you talking about?
You know, the one where you turn into the cosmos in front of everybody. That was something else. I heard about it, maybe, but never seen an action.
I've a connection, I suppose, to the skies above.
Well, when they tell you secrets, is that just as far as it goes? You sometimes turn into stars.
If only they did, but. No, it's more of a... I don't know if you'd call it worship. It's more like respect and honor and study in ways that one becomes a gardener of the earth. I do what I can to be a bit of a shepherd of the sky.
Now what does that entail on a day-to-day?
Well, day-to-day it's... He kind of takes a moment to eye you up and down, pauses a little bit on the helmet. I spent many years as a navigator. Day to day, working on ships, along the coast, the Platinum Sea.
Well, I imagine.
Occasionally my work brings me inland, and so it's actually infrequent that I'd be in a city like Esalen.
Peculiar. So what brings you here then? This is not exactly coastal.
No, chauffeuring for a
merchant. Oh, that's right.
I go with the caravans every once in a while, just to connect with the land again.
And to make a little extra change on the side, I'm sure.
Well, a man must eat, but I've a soft spot, I think, for seeing a job done, but also for seeing not just the cargo, but the carriers of the cargo delivered safely to their destination.
Well, that's just mighty sweet of you.
Well, thank you. It's also a bit of a connection to the natural world, I think. You can't ignore any one part of it. I'm eager to get the animals loose in the morning.
How do you mean? Oh, forgot about them.
Well, as someone said yesterday, they've been fine thus far, and none of them were frantic, so I don't imagine they were starved completely. Just eager. But all that to say that those connections of mine permit me a certain ability.
Well, that just seems pretty helpful. Seems like a decent trade, all things considered.
I
get to go
sail
the high seas whenever you please, and in exchange you get to mirror the night sky. Oh, well.
I do miss it.
Being out on the waves?
Being wholly unobstructed to the sky. Out there.
This is not exactly the place for that, huh?
No. I'll take what I can get, just kind of looking up at the hole in the ceiling. But it's true when you're out on the water. Well, it's just a treat.
That's something else, too. I spend some time out on the seas myself, and frankly, I can't forget all the stars I've seen above. Nothing like that prior. Even just being on land, on the trees tend to block some of that stuff, but when you're out there and watching it reflect across the ocean, you're right, it's something special.
I guess if you do it long enough, you start to reflect the sky yourself.
That is terrifying. I hope you understand.
Forgive me, I was trying to come up with some sort of adage to help ground the reason why I took such a strange appearance yesterday.
Well, it's an odd world.
As you guys lapse into uncomfortable silence, as this is a uncomfortable place you're staying, eventually the party around you starts to wake and your watch ends.
As a note on it being uncomfortable, I would 100% sleep on an island in a cave underneath a hole of stars above. That sounds delightful.
You or Bray?
Hayden would.
Same.
As long as
they
were not,
maybe not like
double
right after I murdered a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's why we play it as a game instead of doing murders in real life.
Goblin sacrifices and whatnot.
Yeah, did we honorably bury your
Mark probably said like did mimed a couple of prayers trying to honor that vow of silence. But beyond that, like, just trying to maintain an air of stoicism, especially after that outburst the day before.
Sure. As morning comes, light starts to filter through the hole in the ceiling, and you have the day ahead of you. What would you guys like to do?
Well, firstly, as we're all getting ready this morning, I would like to apologize for switching my voice halfway through all this. That might have been a shock to the senses at a time when we maybe had not ought to have used such a thing. So we'll put that behind me, and I'll just sound like this from now on, all right?
You always put that.
And it really is kind of an affectation you take to keep employable, I suppose. People have expectations of people that look like this, and he pulls back his big cloak that he's been wearing for giant arms to pop out again.
People that look like that cannot sound like you.
They can, but with certain ways of speaking come certain prejudices, and if I can avoid those while trying to get a job, I'm gonna do so.
Oh, people don't like that voice.
No, not necessarily. It's just a bit uncommon is all.
Where are you from? Where is this voice is?
Oh, it's just over on Kazoon. You've run into some folk talk like this.
Kazoon is the continent to the south. You do know right. this.
That's where our whole last game was for right. all of our listeners yes. at home.
Mert understand impact of voice.
Yes,
I'm sure you do, my Mert, friend.
What is with you? You say that you don't speak, and then you are holy, and then you are speaking, and I don't really understand.
I took silent vow, but make hard when new friend.
Maybe it's true.
Have traveled alone for long time, but now travel with.
So it was easy, and now it's
hard. Yes.
Okay, don't. Do you want us to speak less to you, or perhaps do some writing?
No, could learn more speak.
Oh yes, I could teach you many things. Was there a reason why you took the vow, though? Are you like breaking some?
Don't know many words.
Oh, that's the only reason?
Yes.
Oh, how? Well, your god is not like the god of silence.
Don't speak words many.
Your god does not speak the words?
No, Mert don't speak many.
Oh, what god, what is the god that you worship?
the monks that you fell in with are pretty agnostic in terms of their worship. They're not tied to any sort of deity.
Not really god, more idea.
What is the idea?
Silence, struggle.
Oh. Like they struggle to be silent?
No, struggle is silent.
I think he means discipline.
This is new word. What does it mean?
Like a silent struggle.
It is like when Zek has a thought that needs to stay inside, and instead of opening his mouth, what does he do?
I use my quiet hand.
Yes.
That is discipline, that is it.
I am choosing to do the thing that is hard, that I don't really want to
right.
do, but that I know it is better.
Yes.
Right, because then you don't have to kill the people that attack you when you
yeah.
say the mean thing.
Or like
yes.
when you want something, like you want to be better with the sword, so you spend many hours practicing, training your body,
oh,
making
yes.
your body to work for you, so
exactly
that you are
that.
The strongest person that ever really you know, and
yes.
then you are the best at it.
Yes.
You have to
you use
so
the discipline. I killed many of my brothers and sisters in order to be the best. That is discipline.
Yes. yes. Sometimes struggle, not speak.
Mm.
I see. I respect that, and
okay.
I respect it when you do not speak. Perhaps I teach you to write, too.
Yes.
I can help with that,
well.
Too.
Yes, we can teach you more common.
Would like.
What are y'all's passive perceptions?
16.
14.
All of my passives are 10.
Oh,
14.
Boy.
14.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, we don't insight anything then.
We see nothing.
Wait, are you in the group still?
Or are you gone?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay, well, then I turn to you, or he turns to you, and speaking about our fight yesterday, you're quite muscly, but you're not using your muscles?
Days for vanity.
Ah, do they work?
Of course. Somebody look like this. He flexes and they just swell up like a balloon.
Ooh, I would punch them. Punch them a little bit. How hard are they?
No.
Arm wrestling now.
I got a bit of a thing with kind of like.
I bet I can like, take you.
I got a bit of a thing with like touching. If I can avoid it, I will try to do so.
Oh, you don't like a touching?
Not so much.
Why? I mean,
is this why you put your giant beef arms under this giant cloak?
Also, yes, everybody out there trying to grab them every time you go through town.
Can I make an investigation check to see if his muscles are like
in
like a blown up inflatable?
I guess.
Why are you talking?
Well, I punched them.
I just heard, don't touch. And so, I obviously want to go touch.
Make a sleight of hand check. I would not say investigation. It'd have to be quick perception. You're not sitting there studying this person who doesn't want to be touched.
That is, but I'm studying it now. 24?
Yeah, it's going to be perception.
24?
What?
24.
And I'm still going to.
Go ahead and, Hayden, your passive 20? Is what?
My passive
not 24.
Perception? No.
Okay, Hayden, if you want to text Chris what happens when he gently pokes
I'm gonna send him
arm.
A Discord,
what happens,
okay?
What happens when I punch him?
He jerked away from you.
Oh. I did not understand.
14?
Look like real arms. They bulge, they're like veins that pop out. Not like explode, but look like real arms.
At this point, Visa's gonna have to get one of the boats ready.
Okay.
Now this is a good way to spend your time.
Trying to figure out if those muscles are real.
I still don't buy it.
Hey, Knox, did you get my message?
I did.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, I guess we should go now. There's no reason to be in this cave anymore.
Visa is getting a boat around for you, and you guys can file into the boat and make your way back across the aquifer.
Yep.
Up through the, kind of the maze of different passages and carved
quick stop to let animals out of shackles.
Absolutely. You're gonna have trouble fitting that deer or that elk up. It looks like they may have, like, put it over the side of the hole in the ceiling with ropes, maybe. You're not sure how they got it in, if not that.
Wait, I thought that all the animals were on the other side of the lake.
Yeah, they are.
So okay. He's saying it'll be tricky to get them out the tunnels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well,
you don't know how they got it in there, if not that.
Anybody know polymorph?
At this level? In this economy?
I'm joking.
In this action economy? So, you free the animals, and you're able to take the elk a good long way, even up to the wooden room, I'd say, with the spike trap. But you're not confident that it's going to fit through the small passage that leads up into the root cellar.
Just because it has its antlers, or because of the size of the creature?
The size of the opening is quite small. Mert and Ori fit, but you guys had to kind of squeeze. If you recall.
Okay.
Is there, like, we didn't see another way?
You did not see any other passages.
How high up was the hole?
About 40 feet or so.
Can I make a case real quick here?
Sure.
As far as widening the hole goes, would our options be included to doing something to widen the hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably about a 15-foot little stairway down hole. If you can widen a 15-foot little tunnel.
What are the tunnels
made out
of?
The hole
rock.
In the ceiling, or
well,
the?
Okay, so let's. The problem is that it can't fit through the hole into the store, right?
Correct.
It's just a problem to be solved.
I would.
I do this knowingly.
I would like to cast Dragon's Breath, acid, and try to burn the hole through the store's floor to be much wider so we can fit an elk through it.
It is a 15-foot chunk of rock. You're trying to double the hole.
Wait, the elf
size?
Can't go through a 15-foot chunk of rock.
No, it's like a 15-foot stretch.
Yeah,
oh,
you're trying to widen 15
feet.
Oh, that
is a problem, isn't it?
Okay. At an angle upward.
What is this elk's jumping distance?
I don't know. Jumping distance of an elk? I'm going to say 20 feet until I figure out the rules for...
Why did they do this?
Okay.
Elk jumps.
Let's go... Liz, you throw your thing and then you
take it back.
That does not work. I have another idea.
All right.
But we'd have to take it all the way back down to the lake
when
and have it jump out the ceiling.
Leave it here to die forever.
We could just
it. We could eat it. It is made of meat.
We ate it yesterday, theoretically, with
that's
our
true.
Lunchtime.
If it's not difficult to find where the hole exits, then perhaps it would be as simple as finding a stretch of rope. And I believe our fair estranged shopkeeper ran a general store.
You want to just go lower a roof down and then this? We can do better than that.
I can make this creature jump really far.
It
she can
jump.
I've seen her. She's very good.
16 feet horizontally.
And how high is the?
40.
Can I triple it?
3.
Look, it'll get it close. It also doesn't probably know how magic works, though.
I'll be honest with y'all. I happen to know a pretty good butcher in the city. If we brought him a carcass of this quality, he would probably pay us pretty handsomely.
What are we
doing? I'm just saying, you got a brand new, very expensive looking sword over here.
If we are going to be traveling to track down whatever this is, we are going to need some sort of food on the road, and perhaps we could trade a
last
sure this
for
crutches.
Just a moment of time.
I don't want to do this, but I
at
I can't.
The ground level.
You don't like to eat meat.
I don't like to unnecessarily kill beasts.
Well, if we find the hole, I can probably figure out how to make something to get him out of there.
There's more gold that we've recovered yesterday than I've seen outside of a chest. I think that can cover some rations.
That is true. We are not hurting for gold.
If it's possible.
This is the strangest use of time that I've ever seen.
All right. Okay, well,
I kind of
like
it.
Try to see and perhaps break you. Go see if you can put the rope in the hole.
See if we can find it.
Okay. All right.
Just don't kill it yet.
Now, here's
gonna
the
go
thing.
See if he can locate about approximate where the hole would be.
Sure, you squeeze back up into the root cellar, take some rope and other provisions from the now abandoned general store, and wander for a bit throughout the Satyr's Court, eventually making your way into another district, the Eldrigat, and seeing a large hole in the ground, kind of decoratively, like, got like kind of stone benches around it, and no one's really addressing the giant hole in the ground, but it's got enough stuff around it that people won't just walk into it.
There were people 40 feet above us while all of this shook out.
Just,
well,
I mean,
they were just sitting
was,
there.
It was evening, and the Eldrigat is a very loud district, as it is the link to the Feywild, so people are just talking.
How rude of them.
Okay.
We were dying down there.
Just like a work murder happening.
So how long is this all taking with Lisa?
maybe like 20 to 30 minutes.
So while he's doing that, I would start walking the elk down to the cavern, and we're gonna try something.
It's really hard to, you found it really easy to get the elk up. However, getting elks down things, like cows, is trickier, but it is an elk, so it's used to some of the mountain terrain. You're able to guide it down eventually. It takes a little bit of time because it has hooves and not feet. But you get it on a boat somehow.
See, guys, I should have taken a proficiency in animal.
You get it on a boat somehow and make your way out to the island.
Should have done it.
When we grab provisions from the general store, can I see if there are any, like, little, like, climbing tools or things? Or
leashes. They're climber's kits.
Pulleys and levers and just anything that I could grab quickly.
Are we looting the general store?
Basically. There are pieces of rope. There are climber's kits with pitons and stuff. There are, there's one... kind of wheel-like little pulley sort of thing. You don't know if it is a minecart wheel or if it is an actual pulley wheel. However, it will function as a pulley. And you find some steel cord. Not very long, but a small, like, 5-foot bale.
Okay, yeah, I grabbed that and a few of those things.
Okay.
And,
yep. I guess we're up in the general store now.
No, I was redoing
Mark go with.
Did you need to pick something up from the general store while they
were waiting? Well, I think goblin instinct is like, if we're looting, we should be careful not to be seen.
No, I just grabbed a few things while going with Visa.
Got it.
Go find the hole.
All right, I guess I'd probably be with them then.
Okay. Is Bragg up or downstairs?
I think that Bragg is probably upstairs because he wants to see if they can find the hole.
Okay. Look down over the side, and you can't really see too much except for like a small stone head carved. The darkness kind of envelops a lot of it as it's just like you see kind of reflections of water every now and then, but.
Great. Look into a boat.
All while we're walking, I am starting to like.
Trying to tinker
get,
and stuff like
get
that.
Get ropes in the cord and kind of make a.
What are you trying to make? Are you trying to infuse something?
No. Okay. Just like a harness. With some leather straps and stuff that.
Sure.
That I can haul an elk up with. Bring down through the hole by a rope.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Go ahead and.
Did the badger get out?
It's a badger. It's pretty small.
What's the scene there? Do we just release a bunch of animals from a general store into the city?
Yeah, that's actually
a few animals. Just...
Now the badger lives in the root cellar.
However, I will say that Esloon is quite forested for a city, and many of the domiciles are very spread out. There's a lot of nature within the walls of the city.
Oh, so nobody probably thought anything.
No, animals live in the city.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So, and it's got a direct link to the Feywild.
Okay,
so
what I want to know is who got to the hole first.
This group.
Okay.
All together, I assume.
Oh, wait, you
stayed down with them.
Yeah.
Like, by the time that we get this animal already down there.
Y'all got there first.
Okay.
Didn't take you that long.
How long did it take us to get the elk into the boat?
And that was a lot of time. It took you a good
During
10 minutes
time,
on that.
Zeke starts out so irritated that we're not just eating this stupid beast.
Bird's probably feeling the exact same way.
But by the time we get back to the hole in the center of the cave, he loves this elk. You are the most beautiful creature. You are doing such a good job. Thank you for getting out of the vault. Good job, my friend.
It does that high squeaking.
You're very
elk
elegant.
Call that I cannot imitate, but is eerie if you've ever heard it. Honestly, kind of close.
Just
it's like
that.
Yeah, like a reindeer sound.
Yeah.
Mert not want to eat elk anymore.
But eventually, you see some figures do appear up top.
What kind of roll did you want me to make?
Go ahead and make just a general intelligence for now. We're not going to treat this as one of your crafting rolls.
Just a quick.
See what you can assemble while walking.
18. Cast jump on Zach, and Zach cast jump on the elk, and then Zach jump, and then the elk jump,
and then they jump again.
Nobody dies.
You're able to cut some strips of leather in what would be a nice harness, and you pull out from your pack a small adhesive bonding sort of substance, a glue, and slather it together. And form what would be a generally pretty strong harness.
I use the steel cord bits and the important places.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you attach that to the pulley. That way, there's a strong kind of anchor to the pulley. And then tie the rope to the harness and the pulley. The pulley is going to allow you guys to use a lot of leverage, although you're going to have to find a way to attach it to the ground unless someone's just holding the pulley. But you can take some time and drive some pitons into it from your climber's kit that you took and you get it nailed down.
Cool.
A harness descends from the pole.
Doing some calculations in her head and trying to figure out, and then this comes down to
We will do this thing, I guess. All right, Beelzebub, my friend, we are going to put you in. I'm just going to put these straps on you and it's going to be okay, okay?
Make an animal handling check. Oh, At advantage, you are not friends with this elf.
Please go, let us do this for free.
Nope.
At advantage.
18.
And we'll see if you get it at 20.
No, we didn't.
Okay, cool. It trustingly blinks its eyes at you, and you can swear that it understands your words. As it just kind of clomps forward and walks into the harness.
We know each other.
You secure it. And slowly,
can
I have a group athletics check?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I think we're all kind of watching for like the edge.
You're not there. You're down here.
Oh, bro. Oh, cool.
Them that are there now hauling this giant elk up.
The weak ones.
Should I run?
Good thing we put the strongest person on the ground to not haul the elk up.
Hey, all right, Tyler, could we like maybe grab a city guard or two?
Sure, they're gonna look inquiringly at you and then questioningly at this hole with a rope going down it.
Just old man
and then kind of shrug to themselves and grab hold. Go ahead and make your athletics checks, team.
13.
Oh, these city guards did not help you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
They have advantage. They're guards.
Very dexterous guards.
Yeah.
Ah, very strong.
And these guards suck. Yeah.
Yes.
15.
Athletics.
15.
Hey. Bragg.
13.
But slowly and surely, your elk rises into the sky. And eventually, you guys are able to make your way back up. To the top to meet your group.
Beautiful
no,
eyes.
They just lower down the
come
ropes
up, yeah.
And then they just lift them
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they need to do.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
You guys then proceed to lift.
It's okay, our turn. They can lift us.
The Gith sister, or Gith siblings up. And
Greg
you
kind of spits
all
in his hands before he pulls the rope.
You can just see the four leg straps for the elk becoming two arm straps for each sibling.
And then I'm like holding Mert under the arm.
The city guards look even more confused after two Gith and a goblin followed.
I thought it was going to be another elk.
One scratches his head. I don't know whether I should report this or not. Probably not.
We're rescuing it.
It's fine.
We would have just deputized by your...
Yes, we will go tell your guild warden the whole story, don't worry. Oh. We have been given this authority.
Okay, well,
to rescue the woodland creatures from the eyeless.
The eyeless?
Yes, we just killed many of them.
That's the folk that did the murdering.
We're responsible for that. Yes, we have taken care of many. We are following the leads, if you will.
Oh, well,
And we also rescued this beautiful creature.
Well, thank you,
I walk up to the elk and say, hey, buddy, you want to stay with us?
Make an animal in check. Do you have speak with animals?
No.
Okay, make it, and let me see what you got.
Six.
It looks at you confused, and then starts to try and nibble at your hair.
That's not food.
Just kind of blinks. It's.
I get some rations out of my bag and I hand it up to him.
It.
On my tippy toes.
Slimily engulfs your hand and pulls out the rations, kind of chewing side to side, grinding it before. Looking around and starting to just wander.
I think we've done the service we need to.
I'll take the harness off of him.
Sure. Yeah, easy enough. You kind of unclip it and it wanders away, eventually making its way through the gate to the Feywild.
Zach will say, goodbye, my elegant friend. I will remember you forever when I eat meat.
You can just swear you hear an elk call in the distance. So, what are you guys doing?
Thanks, guys. Druid box ticked.
Saved an elk.
Oh, gosh.
And a badger and something else? What else was in there?
I think it was a bunny. I can't remember.
Well, I hope he puts in a good word for us on the other side, I guess.
That's on the other side of what?
All of the gate it just ran through.
Oh.
You do see that there is a, basically another forest that is not the forest you're in the middle of a giant tree.
You think he talks to the people over there?
Well, of course they do. All animals talk over there. Feywild?
What do we know about the Feywild?
Make an Arcana check at advantage.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm lying or not.
That's fine.
14.
14.
And one. Oh. Ooh. Oh. At advantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus one?
Yeah. Oh. 17.
Yeah, I mean, both of you guys studied the planes.
How do you get this?
It was integral to your, you know, your childhood and your tutelage. And you know that the Feywild is like the Shadowfell, kind of a mirror dimension of the material plane. It's one of the inner planes.
But do we know if animals talk over there?
Indeed they do. Many of them, not all of them.
Great.
I wasn't lying, I'm just very smart.
Learned something new.
Cool. Someday I will go there and I will find Beelzebub and I will be his friend.
That is a good idea. You could do that today. Well, I think
we did threaten to eat them a few times.
Have you divided up the gold yet?
We have not.
Can
let's
we?
Give you that back.
Yes, we may. All right, let me do some maths over here.
Yeah, you got a lot of gold.
Because I gotta ask Mert, or he will keep it.
Well, is that is how it works like this. You, when you get the gold, you give it, you split it.
Four, three, zero. Generous.
That's
actually
about how that works, yeah.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I guess we could vote to...
Everybody gets an even 130 gold.
Oh,
as you guys are discussing, Murph starts doling out little pouches.
Yeah, I'm just so, like, of all the skills Murph lacks, he very much does know how to handle money.
And I would say all of you besides the Gith siblings have coin purses of holding already. Mm. You guys do not.
Good. All right, so that's 130 gold each. Pockets. That will be 500. Plus 7, 5, 3, 5, 6. Okay, we're gonna say it like 208 silver pieces each.
Okay.
give or take like some decimals that are just vanish into the ether. And then 5, 6. That is 205 copper pieces.
So that was 350 gold,
130 gold, 208 silver, 205 copper.
Mm-hmm. Well, we ought to just stick together, spend some more time together. We're doing pretty good for a day's work.
When Zai realizes this is how it works, she would then hand everyone 5 gold and 12 silver.
Oh.
And what's this about?
Oh, this is what I had in our adventures together, but I did not know we were supposed to share. So this is what we each would get.
All goblin knows to share the spoils.
Much obliged.
Oh, that is something that the geese do not do.
The whole reason we partner is for most gain.
That is interesting.
One goblin, get nothing. 10 goblin, get everything.
Oh.
I like that. Yes.
Pretty solid. Can't argue.
Cool.
So, it's about midday.
4 p.m. after we've been with Beelzebub.
Early, I'd say around like 11-ish. You've spent a fair amount of time with this elk adventure, but you have the rest of the day ahead of you.
Well, should we go speak with the Gale Warden and tell him what we discovered?
I would like to eat some meat sometime, but...
We could do some lunch and then head right over there. How about that?
Well, let's do that. Where should we go for lunch?
Shall we head back to our inn?
Silver Goat.
That would be fine.
It was free.
Stay there.
Okay.
Because it was nearby, wasn't it?
It's in Bodkin Point, but yeah. Or not Bodkin Point. It's in the Satyr's Rest where you guys were at, or Satyr's Court.
Well, as we're walking to lunch, I will ask the group, or you will ask, and say, I know that we're planning on going to see the Gale Warden, but I wonder if I can branch off of that and head to the artificer that I've been wanting to see. I have a feeling that I really need to see him soon. And if we go to the Silver Goat, that will be on the way to go see him. And so maybe after lunch, you guys can head to the Gale Warden and I can meet you back there at the inn. I don't know how long it's gonna take, but if you'd rather me go with you, then I can do it at a different time.
No, I think that is all right.
We can hang on to your pay for you and everything.
Hmm?
Hang on to your pay for you and everything. Pay up afterwards.
I would appreciate that.
And we don't want to take away from your priorities.
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas floating around, and I think, you know, I didn't realize that we were gonna be fighting so much, and I think I have some ideas that I can that can help.
Yes, this sounds like a good plan. I'm happy for you to go and meet this great mentor.
Okay,
we will take care of the Gale Warden.
You guys make
it. Anybody else think that a Gale Warden sounds like a name of somebody's aunt?
That is not what my aunt sounded like.
What do they sound like?
Well, we don't really have aunts. We just have these, like, people that take care of all of the younglings in the crash and...
It have name? It just get crush.
Oh, no. It's a mess. The cultural boundaries are a bit too much for my joke, I think.
Let's get some meat for Zach.
You guys make your way to the Silver Goat. It is a bit hopping at mealtime. You see standard, a lot of elves, full-blooded, many of them wood elves, some of the Ladrin, and are able to slide into a booth next to a well-dressed human gentleman who kind of eyes you all as you slide in and just kind of smiles to himself.
I want to ask, like, as we're like going through town, mm-hmm. like, does our group yes. in particular, like, what
draws a lot of attention?
Explain.
A lot of what? Many, oh boy. You get the vibe that many of the elves don't know what you are.
Don't know what I am?
Yeah, they look at you in confusion.
Huh.
And yeah, just confusion. But you see some looks of fear among them, but mostly confusion.
Maybe that's how they should look at this.
Many of the Eladrin, in particular, give kind of looks of fear or give you a wide berth.
Remind me what the Eladrin are.
They are a race of elf originating in the Feywild. They are actually basically proto-elves.
Yeah.
You just
want to work it
down to
three. Okay, so we slide in next to this human man.
No, the booth next to him. But no. Yes.
I thought you were saying we all slid into
no.
the same booth. I'm like, okay.
As you all file into the booth next to him, he kind of looks at you puzzlingly and then smiles to himself. There's a small chuckle, but no other.
Can I tell that he's chuckling at us?
Make a perception check.
Okay, let's see.
Would a 14 passive perception pick up on it?
Cool. Yeah.
No.
He'd be saying one plus something.
I mean, he's...
Five.
He's chuckling at something. Maybe it's you.
Okay.
Passive perception of 14? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's chuckling at your group.
I'll make eye contact with him if he's looking over and just be like...
Yes, you're right.
Why do you laugh, good friend?
Oh. You laugh... and laugh in return. Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, I was just thinking up a joke.
Which would be?
Oh. Well, you see, two humans, a goblin, a gnome, and a couple of gith walk into a bar. You know, the whole setup. It's just a funny.
Is this like a saying?
No. I guess the punchline would be something about someone ducking. Get it? A bar, walking into it.
Like there's a bar across the way, mm-hmm. but because we are much taller, maybe the smaller members of our party would not have to duck, so they could pass under it.
You're reading into this too much, dear.
I don't understand why this is funny.
It's not that. It's your group. You are not a bunch of elves. This is a largely homogenous community.
That is true. We do get many looks in town.
That is a big word. What does it mean?
Homogenous?
Yes.
Same.
Thanks.
So what does this man look like?
Kind of tannish skin, dark hair, hazel eyes, and pristine white teeth. Dressed in kind of a finer vest with kind of gold thread, and will look to be like just some smart trousers. He's just kind of looking at all of you, just taking it in.
Just a normal human.
Anyway, I won't bug you. It seems you've got business about, or at least lunch.
You do not like lunch?
Oh, I do.
Well, that is what we are doing here.
Would you like to join us for lunch?
Win in Esselin, right? He grabs a stool and just kind of slides it loudly, gratingly across the wood floor and plops himself down.
What is your name?
Oh, me. Cordial.
Cordial? Like, kind and friendly?
I've been called such, but,
Like the drink?
Yes, I mean, that's been referenced before. Hmm. My name is my name.
You know what the word cordial is, but you do not know the word scut.
Yes, I've heard of scut before.
No, not you.
Would a passive insight of 14 pick up on anything?
What do you mean? What are you trying to incite with your passive insight?
I don't know. Mert's a goblin. Goblins are not unfamiliar with people like being afraid of goblins.
Sure, he's not fazed by you.
Hmm.
Yes, that is a very weak sounding name, but I like it. My name is Roxalzik.
Roxalzik, that's an interesting
name. You can just call me Zik.
Zik, well, nice to meet you all. What are you doing in town, I guess? It's a logical question for this group.
We have been murdering many of the Eyeless.
Eyeless?
That's a bit of vernacular you gotta work on. We're not murdering as much as we are running out of town. Or dealing with,
we could say dealing with.
Dispatching, that's great.
These are the eyeless half-orcs who were, they were doing the murdering at the funeral of some elf, who is very famous, the other day.
Lenoros, yes.
Yes, I don't care about him at all. But they were killing many people who were also very weak. So we are now avenging them and trying to understand because the guards here are not good.
Yeah, I see. So, well, I was actually hoping to run into whoever did that. That was interesting and great.
Well, did you see that? Did you see how many that he beheaded?
Oh, I wasn't present, but I've heard.
It was marvelous.
Insight check. I want to know why this guy was hoping to run into who killed the Eyeless.
I was about to ask.
Tell me your modifier.
Right, we do secret ones.
Yes, my modifier is +4.
Okay.
I'm gonna just straight up ask him.
Okay, as you ask him, you pick up that he's delighted and intrigued.
Okay.
As he's saying,
why have you been seeking?
It's a good thing that you did. You protected people, innocents. And, I thought I'd just throw a little coin your way, whoever it was, and, say good job doing that and hopefully stick around Essaloon. Folks need it, so, reaches into his, jacket pocket and thumps a, the coin purse onto the table.
We're getting a tip? Is that what?
Oh, no, I just, I make it a habit of keeping those who keep others safe, well paid.
Insight check, please.
Is a human, right?
I'm gonna snatch up the coin first and start counting it.
Okay? Should I be suspicious?
What are you trying to incite?
What's his deal, yo?
I mean, if he's coming off kind of friendly, maybe just ask him, like, do you have a personal investment in Essaloon?
Essaloon, not specifically, but Eltharis in general, yeah. I like living here.
I would detect magic on this environment.
Okay.
Is anything that he is doing or has magical?
Yeah, he has magical items on him.
I'm counting the coins already.
Nothing in the coin purse is magical?
Nothing in the coin purse is magical. There's 300 gold in that coin purse.
Dang, what?
Well, okay.
Who is this person?
It's 50 gold each.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for doing the math.
Anyway, happy to be here. Happy to be traveling around Altexia and, you know.
What do you do?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
A bit of this, a bit of that. I'm a merchant.
What do you sell?
Browser, storyteller. Sell? Oh, various bits and bobs, a lot of weapons, some armor, general goods.
Do you make these things?
No. I'm a middleman.
But you are also a storyteller?
Yes, I have many stories. I collect them.
Oh.
This person is interesting.
We have a good story about lifting an elk out of a hole in a cave from like 20 minutes ago.
That is interesting.
Yes. We tied him up very tightly and then they pulled him up out of like a 40 foot hole in the ground in the cave. And
yeah, we find him in the dungeon. They want to sacrifice him. We rescue him and now I love him and we try to take him out, but he's too big, so we have to lift it. It was a
I made a harness deal. Like on the fly.
That is very interesting. I'll have to write that down. I actually have a bit of business to attend to, though. So I will leave you here. But I'm happy.
Are you staying here?
Oh no. I'm staying over at the Lonely Pebble. But I hear that the lunches are great here, which it was.
Okay. Well,
but I must be on my way. I'm glad that we have some
great
adventures.
To meet you, Cordial.
Yes.
Do you have a last name?
If it's earned. Weeks.
Ew.
Puts his hand on the table,
Bye. Shoves
back, knocks over the stool,
Yuck.
And walks out the door.
Do I recognize Cordial in any way?
Hmm? He just like.
Do I recognize Cordial?
Yep. Make a history check with advantage, I'll say.
Oh no! That doesn't bode well. Okay, that's an 18.
You've heard of a Cordial through certain folk. It's not well liked by Lars.
Lars?
Okay.
Greg?
Also, his name is Cordial, and don't make that mistake again, please.
It's Cordial.
Cordial.
Sorry.
It's Cordial. Cordial. Cherry cordial.
Mm-hmm.
But he leaves you to your food and conversation. Food is eventually brought out. And as you do start
Wait,
to
the
dig
food?
Into food. Oh, yes, it is these large leaf trenchers of what seems to be kind of like mixed veggies and unfortunately for some of you, venison. But it looks like they've been kind of steamed over fire, almost like a dumpling.
Like a banana leaf?
Yeah, like a banana leaf, but like kind of dumpling mix of venison and veggies.
That's nice to eat that.
And you also brought some nice mead from up north from the Torvenbergen territories. And as you start to dig into the food, the door opens again, and wandering in is a scraggly looking leather armor wearing dwarf of blonde hair that's kind of puffed out a little bit. And behind him, a very large, probably about 7 foot tall lizard folk. Hmm. Who make a beeline for the bar and start to engage the bartender in conversation, hushed.
What is their like demeanor? Are they like frantic? Are they casual? Are they like?
Take an insight check for me.
Oh. 19.
You get the feeling that this dwarf is perpetually angry.
Hmm. Okay.
And you're getting a hungry vibe from the lizard.
Okay.
But they start to talk quietly, and the bartender looks...
Are they, like, talking quietly as friends? Are they, like, we've got this plan that just needs to happen? Is it, like...
It's a lot of questions for the bartender.
Mm. Okay.
You see them say some short phrases, and the bartender kind of think and try and answer. You don't read lips, do you? You don't have that feat?
No.
Okay.
Decided to wait to take that one.
Oh yeah, you did wait.
Oh, that's right. You were thinking about it.
Oopsie.
Nope. Not yet.
Oh well. But eventually they kind of disperse with the questions with the bartender, take a look around, start to walk over to some of the elves and chat with them, making kind of a round of the room. Eventually, the grumpy dwarf thumps his way up to your table and kind of regards you all curiously.
Hi.
Hello.
She speaks in Dwarvish.
Okay. Oh.
To him.
Well, then I don't say anything.
He just looks still angry.
You look angry. What's up?
I'm not angry.
No?
I guess I'm just... Doesn't matter. We're on the lookout for a wanted man.
Who is this?
Who?
What man?
Oh, goes by the name of Culver. But probably using a different name around here. Got word that he's running an illegal dumping scheme.
Was he in... Wait. We were just trying to... Fine. She starts going into common. He's looking for somebody. That, like, ran away. He goes by a different name. Help.
Culver.
You think he's the man that just sat down and talked to us?
No. The general store guy.
Oh.
He was running...
What was his name?
Not an elf.
No.
What does he look like, this person that you are looking for?
And what was he doing wrong again?
Illegal dumping scheme, but he's wanted all over Eltexia.
Oh, Ori, was that what you were trying to point out earlier? The big pile of dead bodies that we found in the well? Not the well, the dungeon, the cavern.
What?
No.
Does anyone remember the giant pile of dead bodies in the cavern?
I remember that.
Talking about the corpse room.
Yeah, the corpse room.
What's about the corpse room?
Well, there's one down there under the ground, just a
little bit. What does that have to do with this?
Dumping of what?
The dumping scheme.
The lizard folk kind of puts his hand on the shoulder and licks his lips a little bit.
Hear him out, Grimbo. I'm interested in this corpse room.
You!
Grimbo?
That's Grimbo? My name. I. Not Grimbo.
Oh, okay.
Grimbo.
So, the man that you are looking for, sir, what did he look like?
Could look like anyone, but. What he usually looks like is kind of sallow, greenish skin, pointy teeth, kind of filed to a point.
I kind of look at myself for a little bit.
Lighter than that. If you were who I was after, you'd know it. Dresses quite shabbily. Sometimes a large duster. But, hard to get a good description on him. I've been hunting him for, 25 years. Always escapes.
I have never seen a person that looks like
very
that.
Very long time. Okay, but what is he? He is dumping?
Yes, illegal dumping of, viscera. Of, butchers.
Oh. Not like. Still bodies?
No, well, yeah, but not, not sentient bodies.
Like only animals?
Yeah, butchers. They have this law in Esalun that you can't dispose with the guts and the bad cuts of meat by just dumping it. You have to use all the animal.
Okay, and this
is like a pretty sensible law.
He is dumping these things, and now you are looking for him for 25 years for dumping animals?
No. I just got word of him over here.
Oh.
I was in Staggerth looking for him, and saw a poster of something similar.
You have this poster?
No.
What?
Left it on the job board.
What you have been looking for him for 25 years for, if not for dumping animal parts?
He offended my employer.
Oh.
Let's leave it at that.
Right.
If we should find sightings of a person meeting that description, where might we send word?
Inslel Renor. You can find us there. Seek out...
Sorry, I'm gonna find the place that they hang out.
Seek out the rat hole in Inslel. Lelrenor.
Inslel Renor.
Mm-hmm. I would love for you to find him. Yes, me too. Master said when he's done, I get to eat him.
You said that he made... look different?
He's good at disguises.
Why is he green?
Don't know. Haven't got close enough to figure that out. He's good at skin and town.
He looks like a green, almost dead person.
No sallow skin, I wouldn't say almost dead. Just not quite human, I'd say. Something
finally,
else.
I'd be a little interested. What's the payout? Were we to find this character?
I don't know. I'm sure a finder's fee could be arranged, something like 1,200 gold pieces or something.
Wow. Just DM question. Character picked up on something that I feel like Mert might also maybe pick up on. Mm-hmm. Passive perception is high enough.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's using a different accent.
Mm-hmm. Make a.
I mean, I told y'all it's a presentation.
I'll make an insight check for you. Give me your modifier.
Yeah, plus four.
Okay. You've had an experience with Greg. You know that Greg has changed his accent. You don't know if you can necessarily put these two and two together, but they are coincidences that you find strange. Could be.
Let's keep that little tidbit to myself for now.
Okay.
I think Brick also had changed his accent when we were talking to that human guy.
No, he didn't. He was using his regular one.
Yeah.
Regular one.
Yeah.
The southern your one. True voice.
His Cajun accent.
I don't remember which one's the true voice.
That's what you get for having two voices.
I know, it was a terrible idea.
Since this person you're looking for is sometimes maybe disguised or looks like somebody else, are there any other telltale things that we could pick up on other than what the person looks like?
If there's trouble in a town and he's there, he's likely behind it.
But how would we know if he's there?
Seek out who's leading the trouble. Perhaps it's him.
What kind of trouble?
Maybe he is in charge of the Eyeless. Do you know?
Racketeering, black market sales of weapons, murder, hits.
Lots of half-orcs with no eyeballs?
No, that seems
and
very different.
Ritual sacrifices?
But I think Kirsk here would like to find that corpse room.
I feel like we need to alert the not very good, but still have the authorities. And then maybe we can let you know.
Okay.
Wait, what if it was the guy that we just met?
Who?
It was a human. His name, he was going by Cordial.
Cordial was here. That's interesting.
Is that a different person?
That's not him, but that's interesting. That's a good tidbit. Thank you.
He had a weird vibe.
He had a really
weird
vibe.
Why are you so interested in this Cordial person?
Oh, Cordial and my employer go way back. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh. You say this a lot. You tell us very many things, but you want us to tell you all these things.
I just need to find this guy.
Okay, well, you should probably go look for him.
All right. If you catch word of Culver, remember, they're at home. In Slower and Lower. Come on, Kursk. Let's go.
You see the lizard folk kind of just grumble to himself and shuffle out behind this scraggly dwarf.
DM, would you please say that location one more time?
The rat hole.
Rat hole.
The rat hole. Where?
In Zlelrenor.
Zlelrenor.
Yeah.
Can you spell that?
E-N-S.
whoa, hold on. What?
E-N-S space L-H-E-L-R-E-N-O-R-E. In Zlelrenor.
Weird.
And as Grimbo and Kursk shuffle their way out, you return to your food. And that's where we'll end tonight's episode.
Just spend the whole time hanging out with milk.
No bathrooms.
Hey, that was worth it.
Anna brought me a cookie like 20 minutes ago, and I'm ready to eat it now.